All right. Call the Montville Park and Recreation Commission meeting to order at 6:36. We do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call? Gloria, please.
Commissioner Barlow.
Present.
Commissioner Beaupre.
Present.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase is absent. Commissioner Hillman is absent. Commissioner Mathewson.
Here.
Commissioner Polikas is absent. Commissioner Schober is absent. Commissioner Stone.
Present. Okay, we do not have a quorum. This will be an informational only meeting. No adjustments to the agenda. Because of that, remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Remarks from the public. Okay, we will skip number six as far as approving the meeting minutes of April. Mr. Bushway, Recreation Director's Report, please.
Sure. Last Tuesday started summer camp registrations. We did probably about 110, 115 that day. We're up a little, about 160 or more presently. Still getting calls on a daily basis. We've had probably five or six requests scholarship funding, which obviously we don't have. We've been sending them to social services. I'm actually meeting with somebody tomorrow. I don't believe they qualify for social services assistance either. So I'm going to try and get them on a payment plan starting now so that they'll have completed payment by time camp starts, you know, like $50 a week kind of a thing. So that's the only one so far that I'll be meeting with personally. Interviews are complete. I hired all the staff, sent out the letters, and we needed only five new staff members. Everybody else was returning. However, I lost one of the ones I wanted to hire, and then I lost one of my returners, so I'm down two again. So I'll go back into the pile and take a look, see what is still available for staff. As you know, the new backboard, one of them was vandalized a couple weeks ago. The new backboard is up. I've been able to identify a suspect, so the police are working on that. Dave Radford is, Lieutenant Radford is keeping me informed. So they are speaking with the person that I found out was there at the time of the incident. But they really didn't want to tell me who it was, but they did give me enough information that I passed on to the police department. So hopefully that person will be discovered and they can pay the $1,600, $1,700 it costs to replace that backboard. Community tag sale is going great. We're a little more than half full already. And as you can see, did meet with George Krause. We're looking at June 28th for a clinic for pickleball at this point. He's going to send me kind of a description of what the class is going to be about. And then he's looking to do some in the fall as well. He's waiting to get his tennis dates going. He's a coach at the high school in Stonington, if I recall, yes. And the Girl Scouts, they did purchase the handicap swing. It should be in a couple of weeks, and the company will install it. Our folks won't. So that was a nice bonus. And if you recall, if you're looking at the two bays that are currently there, each bay has two swings in it. This swing, they'll add a crossbar and a post into the ground, and the swing will hang from there. So
they'll add on to the end of it?
Add on to what we currently have. I thought that was the most efficient way to do it instead of
two. So you're not losing one. Yeah, okay.
And whatnot. So, and it still gives us room if we need to expand. So it'll go towards the woods, not towards Chesterfield Road. And then, of course, the painting of Jared's basketball court was started, and it's not finished yet. Keeps raining, of course. That's a problem. But it's not quite the same color that we had asked for.
Yeah, we can talk about that a little later. Did they fix the blacktop up at Desjardins? I mean, where they left it last fall, it looked very porous, and I thought the contractor agreed that they were going to fix it.
I don't know the answer to that. I'll have to ask John, because John's been in contact with them on other things as well.
The top coat wasn't not done right.
Yeah, it didn't appear as though it was a quality job.
And last fall they had rogered up that they needed to fix that. So
personally, I'm not real happy with the jobs they've done. I mean, the backboards, at least to me, don't seem level. As bad a shot as I am, some of those shots should be going in. But one of them looks like it tilts forward. There's a couple that slightly tilting to the right. So John and I are going to go through a punch list and level. See, hey, get your level out. Are these level? If they're not, fix it.
Okay.
Simple as that. So hopefully they will be there when we do that. I talked to the guys today. They're going to go out. They got a 6-foot level to test out, see if not only are they level horizontally, but vertically as well.
Okay.
Square.
And this way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's definitely one at Camp Oakdale that's a little off, and it's the furthest one at Desjardins that's a little off. But that's just by eyeballing it.
Okay.
There's nothing to do with being colorblind.
Just out of curiosity, how much is summer camp each week this year?
$75, with the exception of the holiday week, which is
$60. Okay.
Yeah.
And same thing, and that doesn't include the field trips.
Correct. Trips are all in addition to. So.
And then. Sorry, what about the lunches?
We do not qualify for the free breakfast and lunch.
Okay.
Unless the entire camp was moved to Mohegan School, and because that whole school qualifies.
Well
over their 50%. So they will provide meals for that area in the summer. None of the other schools do. So the food service wanted us to move our camp there. And after the discussion I've had in the last 2 days, and again this morning, it's not big enough for us to be there.
Why wouldn't they look at the town as a whole as opposed to one school?
I'm guessing the whole town wouldn't qualify overall either.
Oh.
I mean, last time we did this was
I'm just
about
curious.
7 years ago. We did the same kind of survey, and camp was either at Tile or the high school. I can't remember how far back that was. But we only got to like 32% of the kids qualifying. So, it hasn't been every year that I've been here. It's only been, it was only supposed to be a 5-year grant.
Yeah.
Ended up being 8 because of COVID. So it was a bonus for the school to keep their staff on.
So Pete had called me about this the other day, and we talked about it. And, you know, the bottom line is that a lot of the parents of the campers, if they find out, hey, if we went to Mohegan, we could have free lunch, are going to start complaining. So,
no,
I think the prudent thing to do was Pete had to decide whether we could do the camp there, and you've determined we can't.
Yeah, and that was with the discussion
That's
with the school. So I said, this is what I need for space. You know, their gym is smaller, the cafeteria is smaller. The outside is not an issue. That would be fine.
Yeah.
but we would need probably two, maybe three additional classrooms should it rain or just
right.
get the kids out. And they weren't willing to do that at all because they clean their classrooms just like the high school and all the other schools do. All the
yep.
stuff is in the hallways. The kids would be going back and forth. There's only two bathrooms near the gym cafeteria, and they're both single-person ones as opposed to
yeah.
high school and Tile are multiple people. You can have four or five people in there at a time. So
right.
there were several challenges, and you know, between Will Kleinfelter and Diane, the superintendent, that you're like, nah, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
It was mostly driven by the food service folks wanted us there, not so much anybody else.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I just... Like
it
would have been
nice
I was
if
just,
it was large enough, but yeah. it's just
I was
not
just
quite.
Curious.
Yeah, and then one of the other things that might have popped up is that a lot of people, you know, drop their kids off at the high school and or Tile.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't want to bring them to Mohegan, so you'd end up busing them. You'd probably end up busing more kids than
we
you
would.
Do today.
Yeah, there's significantly more kids in the... they come to camp on this side of town. Well, we're on the other side of town right now, but on the Oakdale Chesterfield side than there is Mohegan. Even though we have busing coming from Mohegan, there's probably 50 kids on that bus every morning out of 230. So
yeah,
you know, most of the kids are being dropped off at Tile, and otherwise we'd have to have two buses at a time, and we didn't budget for that either.
Right. Okay.
All right, any other questions? Okay, report from finance.
So we are looking good. As you can see, that one line item is still the refunds, which finance is not concerned about because we're generating more revenue than that is expending. So that'll be quite fine by the end of the year. They'll just zero that out. When we get there, light item 107.35. Oh, my eyeballs, 53053. Got it. And then the special revenue account you can see has a balance of right now is 61,000. But we are processing a bill for dance yoga currently this week, so that'll go down a little bit further.
And but we still have what the painting of the soccer
shed.
That's still got to come out of here.
Yeah, that hasn't been paid yet either. No,
that hasn't been paid yet. And then we authorized just last meeting. We authorized. What the heck did we authorize? I think there's about another 10,000 to come out of there.
Is that her trip to London?
Oh, painting the bathrooms. Soccer field and football field bathrooms.
The inside, yeah.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah, that was 7,000, right?
John's hoping it's not going to get to that level, but you don't know until they actually get in there because it is peeling quite a bit. So we'll have to see. There may be more scraping than they had planned on down on the inside.
The only comment I had is on the recreation program / events for karate. I think the wrong fees are listed right there. I think you've bumped those up. Right now it says 60, 65.
Oh.
I think you're 80,
yeah.
85. So that's just like next
that
time?
That just finished as well. So she was working on that today. And I'll send those current numbers up to you later this week.
And the only other thing I wanted to, that I had stuck in here and sent out was, I believe the budget is approved at this point. Is that a true statement, Mr. Mayor or Kate?
Calling a meeting.
We're calling a meeting Thursday to do the final and set the mill rate.
Okay.
At that point, it'll be accepted.
Okay. But as far as we know right now, basically the capital improvement plan that we approved was changed. Basically anything we had for this year has been moved to next year. And I imagine it will just be a... a continual game from there, yeah. Yeah, I mean, cause some of the things, you know, like we were looking for the money for the site plan for the community center because we were hoping to get money for the community center the year after. So a lot of this stuff is just going to snowball. But I know, you know, everybody's still working hard to try to see if we can fund some of this stuff in other ways. So, but that's where we are with that. Okay. My agenda says May newsletter, but we really want to look at the June newsletter.
You did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I looked at it, so this is going to be out, and it's our last shot to say anything about the carnival. And right now, the carnival is just at the top of one page, and it really doesn't say anything of what's happening on any of the days. I was going to reach out to Councilor Southard and ask if she... you put something together last year, I think. Can you put some together and send it to Pete for me?
That was the plan, is to insert that page into the newsletter.
I would like the carnival to have a whole page.
Front page.
It'll have its own page.
Ooh, can I have the front page?
Well, if you want to get rid of the top two boxes, sure.
You can have the second page.
All right, I'll take the second page.
Second page, all right.
Because we got a lot of good things going on again this year, and
and I'll just send it out, and if you could check it, Morgan, and make sure that everything I have on is correct.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And when will you send it? Because I'll see if Tim can get me actual pictures to put in there.
Well, I was going to do the Canva one that I made last.
Oh, okay.
Year, just with that carnival thing.
Perfect.
But the other stuff I need for the Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Okay.
Yeah, no. And Councilor Souther was great in getting us a $1,000 sponsor for the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
So I am putting together a letter for them and an invoice to send out this week as well. I can't remember now. SR is Chris. I can't remember his name now. Huh? Isn't that awful? But yeah, he came up and sent us a message. I called him the very next day. He was all excited. And so we have a $1,000 sponsor for the fireworks. So.
Nice.
It's fantastic.
Commissioner Beaupre, isn't your company kind of well off there? Couldn't they cough up $1,000 or more?
They're based in Boston.
So?
Yeah, but you're based here, though.
Commissioner Commissioner Beaupre's company only advertises at the top of towers.
And only digitally, right? Yeah. Over the air.
Anybody else have any comments on the? Okay. Unfinished business, projects and funding status, the Jardins Park basketball court, I think Pete. Gross the subject on that. If you could, please, or I can send John an email tomorrow if you want to see if they fix the blacktop at the Jardins.
Oh, yeah. John is off. He's on vacation. He's got a 3-day. I think he's off 3 days for the long weekend. So
okay.
But yeah, I'm aware that he's talked to them about it. So
I could always drive down there and check it out too.
I got to do the walk
when you're
around,
going.
So.
Okay. Camp
I have a
Oakdale
4:00 tomorrow, but as long as it's not. What time are you going to go down tomorrow?
Oh,
tomorrow? Or whenever.
I think Matt's idea is better.
I have the walk around to do it for it anyway, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got a 4 o'clock meeting in my office tomorrow, so.
Yeah, it won't be tomorrow, right?
Or Friday. Do you see the rain for Friday?
Okay, Camp Oakdale basketball court replacement. I think we can say that that project's done.
It is.
So we won't talk about that anymore. The only
Mr. Chair, can I just mention something before we move on, just so I don't forget?
Yes, you may.
Thank you.
had to make her sweat.
So, and Peter, just again, just so I don't forget, especially with John on vacation, I'm going to mention this at Public Works next week. Perhaps we should have some signs up so kids know that there is video being taken down there at Camp Oakdale, just to deter them from any more vandalism in the future. Thank you.
You know, and not to get back off, but I mean, there is supposed to be a plan for getting cameras everywhere.
There is. Yeah.
So. Do you know when those will be done? Sorry.
She's going to hit you.
I am. I will deserve it, too.
Okay, I'll look the other way.
So the only comment I have right now on the Camp Oakdale project is I believe they got painted the wrong color. We have email traffic. There was a spec that said they're supposed to be dark blue with tan. There was an email got sent out by Kyle and came to John and Pete. And basically they were looking for concurrence with what color to paint them, and you know, again, the commission approved a certain color scheme, and that's why I threw the colors in here. They got painted baby blue, and to me, they're ugly. They really are. They look.
Let us know how you really feel.
No, they're not good. But at this point, I think Kyle's basically saying the contractor painted him what he wanted to paint him, didn't follow direction. Is that what I'm hearing?
That was what he said about this, Jared and Jad, that they thought it would look nice. And, of course, it's not done, so it's hard to tell, but it's not going to look like the Camp Oakdale one, so.
Well, what are they?
They paint. The Jardins ones are both dark blue.
The Jardins are dark blue?
Yes.
Well, that's what they're supposed to be. But Camp Oakdale are light blue. And
correct.
To me, the Camp Oakdale ones are ugly.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, I do. And they're not what we asked for. Yeah. So I don't think there's any recourse at this point. I just wanted to let everybody know. If you go down there and look at them, I don't know. They don't look good. What do you want for how much money?
Enough that it should be to spec.
I mean, it's unfortunate that we can't get contractors to follow direction. But I don't think we're going to do anything
about
it.
Do tell me
about
that, Rocky.
What's that?
So do tell me about that.
You're not my... Anyway. Camp Oakdale trail map. I put a copy of that in everybody's packet,
I believe.
And then we have the full-size one. And... So last I knew, you were getting CLA. They have different. They have to make a bunch of different versions for all the different.
Yes, the you are here's.
Yep.
So when they'll give us one that has no you are here's, that'll be the QR code.
Correct, and that'll be
that'll
the
be
one
on,
we can
on
post.
The website. Correct, yep. And then each of these larger ones will be in the kiosk. So every kiosk will have a different you are here. So
right.
They'll just send those digitally, and then we'll get them printed up. I mean, this is what, I suppose you could use this, but I want something a little more sturdy because I don't think the kiosks are all that weatherproof. So we're going to get that corrugated stuff that we use for all our other signs, stick it in there.
I was going to ask, are we going to get them laminated? In case weather gets in there?
Well, the ones we're going to purchase won't need to be laminated. They're that stuff like yard signs.
Okay.
I don't know what they actually actually call that coriform or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know about how much each of these things cost?
Surprisingly, not that expensive. So,
like $50.
Yeah, I want to say that.
So, I mean, if we did have to replace them,
yeah,
it's not
nope.
a huge expense.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of this is.
Yeah.
We've been wanting this for a while. This is pretty exciting, and I think it'll, you know, maybe lead to us trying to do more.
And we like do the other side.
Fitness trail.
The other side of the 163 can be done now. Large, small pavilion, the beach area, and the trails back over there. Because we do have another kiosk that can go at that trailhead that I bought a couple of years ago.
Well, there is a kiosk up behind the small pavilion.
Oh, they did put it up.
It's okay. up, but yeah, I didn't even know there was a trail back there.
Yeah. It's just one, so it ends up going across the road towards the beach again. So
okay.
Yeah. You see a crosswalk in the middle of Oxboxer Dam Road, and nobody knows what it's for, but it's the crossing for the trail.
Are the fitness stations functional?
Oh, the what now?
The fitness stations.
They're all there. We identified a couple years ago that every one of them needed to basically have their placard redone to tell you what you do at each of the stations.
Yeah. Some we actually need some repair.
Matt found the original construction information.
Yep.
So I think we probably.
Yeah, and I've contacted the company that installed them, however many years ago, 25 years or more. I mean, they're pretty old, so.
Yeah, but most of them were in good shape. There were. It's just that you didn't know what to do when you got there.
Right.
You know, that's not a huge expense. We, you know, like I said, Morgan and I think, identified that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So maybe this year we can push to get something done up there. But besides that, they've always kept the trails pretty clear and pretty well marked. So
the online version looks like, I don't know, missing a
it's
couple
not posted
of things.
Yet. The new online version isn't posted.
I just scanned this, and that's what came up.
What came up?
This.
So oh, you scanned the QR code.
I scanned this code.
Yeah.
This is what came up.
I mean, I can't see it from here. Is that the old map?
Must. I mean, that's why I was just.
That's
bringing
the old
it up.
Map. Yeah.
Okay. So it's just not updated yet.
It's not updated.
Okay.
I don't think he's made the version that we're going to post, and he can't. It's a
chicken before
the egg kind of thing. He's got to make the versions that say you are here, then make one without you are here, and that's the one we got to pick a web spot for and make a
gotcha.
QR code for it. Okay. Carnival committee update.
We're looking good for the carnival. We have two new rides coming this year. One is, I think it's called the Zipper. It flips kids upside down, so they're going to be ecstatic about that. And then there's some form of a roller coaster that apparently is good for kids and teenagers, so happy about that addition anyway. In total, I want to say 7 or 8 food vendors of some form, not including the carnival food. So that's, I think, one more than last year. So we're good there. Maybe two more than last year, which is nice. And the prices are staying the same as last year. So we should be in a really good spot. We would like to have a tent of some form. That because we don't need to count people anymore, right? Because they're doing that now for us, we'd like to have just a table that kind of displays some of the maps and what Parks and Recreation offers for activities in the town and stuff like that. So, you know, when people are coming in, we can at the very least talk to them about what we have available to the town to offer. So I'm sure I'll be sending out an email asking for what times people can come and, you know, just stand and talk to people.
But as far as needing, we don't really need
nope. I don't need any
help.
We don't need anybody to count or put wristbands on or anything like that.
People will end up bringing in a couple part-timers to help with parking and stuff.
Yeah.
And I can come help set up fenders Saturday or
Friday
afternoon and Saturday morning.
Yeah, normally it's Friday at 9, between 9 and 11 that the state comes to do the inspection.
I owe you that map for where we're going to put everybody. Now that I have a final list of food vendors.
Oh, food vendor one, yeah.
So that way I can get that over to you.
And I did speak to the fire marshal this week about he wants the fire departments to bring their light towers. He was very concerned last year it wasn't light enough where the rides were. So he wants the place lit up like a Christmas tree, I guess. So
really?
Okay.
I thought it was fine.
You want
the lights of the rides to
Yeah. I understand like the pathways and stuff, like behind the school and everything, that would make complete sense to me, but yeah.
Well, we lit the crosswalks.
Yeah.
Right, Public Works has one, that big one that was down at the high school entrance. That
yeah.
was the one Public Works
Yeah, that other corner.
Was.
Who's asking for that?
Fire Marshal, Assistant Fire Marshal, I should say, John.
Yeah, that's.
Yeah, but then
we
you're not
really
going to see
that.
The lights of the rides.
Yeah, it's nighttime. Right.
Yeah.
It should be darker.
What, to override the fire marshal?
It's not a safety issue.
Okay, Pete and I will talk about it. We'll figure it out. All right.
Are they still going with the baseball field for the fireworks?
Yes. Don't have to worry about the turf field this year.
I think that's all I had. Unless anybody has any questions. Okay.
Nope. Okay.
I'm done.
Community Center Building Committee update, no real changes. The only thing is that I have heard that if they're still having trouble getting three members of the public. Anybody else on the Parking Rec Commission as a taxpaying citizen, if you want to be on the building committee, you can get your name to the town council and you will be considered. I'll try to get the word out to the members that aren't here. I think John would be a good addition to it also. And Matt, you would too, but I know your time is... you're getting in the retirement mode, so... You've been there, done that also. That's kind of how I feel, so... all right, that's that. New business. We'd like to talk a little bit about program fees. Pete and myself actually worked up a new form for that people would fill out to rent the facilities, and it has the rates that you changed these last year. Late last year, was it?
Mid-year? Not for public consumption because we hadn't approved it yet. But we did come up with these. Last spring.
Okay.
Or last June, maybe. But we did not implement it.
Oh, I thought... Because
the commission didn't approve this.
Right, but this is what you've been charging for the last year.
I mean, look at that. What did you hand out? Oh.
That's what you charged.
The billion is
$100. It used to be 50.
All day rental.
Okay.
So not limited to 6 hours kind of a thing.
All right, but we also reworked the form a little bit to make it a little easier. You know, it has check boxes.
That's a heck of a lot easier to fill out.
Yeah.
No offense, Pete.
I didn't make up the original one either.
So, I mean, right now there's not much we can do with this other than you have it to look at. If anybody has any thoughts about... I thought you had already raised...
Well, actually, some of them I did.
Okay.
So
pickleball, we added pickleball. We specified Kobluk Field. The multi-purpose fields were $25 instead of $50 that it is now. The lights were $25 as well. softball field was 25. So the pavilions stayed the same, other than the limited hours. Instead of an all-day rental, it's now a six-hour rental, so that we could potentially do it twice in a day.
A question about that, though. In order to fit two people in, you would have, what, 6 a.m. to noon, and then noon to 6, because you can't be there after sundown. No, you cannot.
Why not?
Can't be where?
You can't be at the pavilions after sundown. The only reason I know that is because my mother got arrested there. Like, when she was a teenager,
she
like...
Didn't rent it.
No, I mean,
a long time ago.
They were hanging out, and yeah, she, her and a bunch
of her
friends...
Yeah, but if you've rented it, we have lights now.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
It's totally...
So then who would come in and potentially move out the first party for the second party?
Yeah, we would certainly make that known. And depending upon when they wanted those hours.
Yeah.
You know, because people are coming in, I'll take it 8 in the morning until 10 at night.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, all you're doing is a little baby shower. So,
yeah.
Well, we're going to limit the time that they're there.
Okay.
And the next person, if they're still there, the next person's going to go, get out of here, and here's my phone number.
Okay.
Not that I want to go down there and deal with that mess, but there's always dispatch.
That's fair.
Because we do hand out a permit card that says, this is, I'm supposed to be here at these times.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. That was just my only concern, was just...
So we updated that form. Again, look at it if you have any comments or maybe... So what, are you looking for us to potentially approve this now, Pete?
Yeah, they certainly can change any of the charges that we have for it. That's,
all right, so...
I'm okay with that, too.
It got sent to everybody. I'll have everybody look at it, and then we'll get it on to approve it next meeting.
Yeah, be ready to come up with it.
The other one, the next sheet, is the fees that we charge for some of our programs. So there's a resident fee for most of these and a non-resident fee. And I also included what the instructor gets paid. And I asked Pete what the philosophy was, you know, for setting these different fees. And I think you just said it was $10 more than what you pay
the instructor.
The instructor.
Yeah, for resident and 15 for the non-resident.
So, I mean, we've philosophically had this discussion before that, you know, we want to, you know, provide recreational programs to the citizenship. But, you know, do we feel that we want to, is there a need to make any more money from the residents to participate in these programs? And I don't think that's a commission decision. I think that's, I don't know, Mr. Mayor, were you aware of what we, you know, that we make basically $10 more than what we pay the instructors, and does that seem like a reasonable number?
Just say that it's your decision.
Okay.
Completely, entirely.
Okay.
Well, I can add that for all but basketball and summer camp, all the money goes into the special revenue account anyway.
Correct.
So,
yep.
I mean, and the council has been, you know, nice about not
so
their finger in that pie.
So here was my thoughts on this, and I'm, you know, I don't know whether we should change it to a percentage, because if you look at, you know, dance, it's, you know, we're probably doing 20% more than what we pay the instructor. But by the time you're doing karate, it's like 3% because they charge so much more. You know, does anybody have any thoughts on that? Or is everybody comfortable with just charging a flat $10 more? Should we look at it? You know, like I said, I thought a percentage would be a fairer way to do it.
Well, certainly, you know, karate and gymnastics are more expensive due to the fact that they have brick and mortar locations that they're paying for as well. You know, ABC Gymnastics in Waterford, so they're paying for, you know, their instructor to come here. plus their travel, plus, you know, their taxes and workman's comp. Same with karate. They have four instructors plus his place up there. So, yeah, but, you know, all the others are not paying any overhead.
Gotcha.
I mean, that's one argument, but
so
again, let's...
So that's something to look at. Now, I thought it odd and that yoga, we actually charge less than what we pay the instructor. We charge $47.50 and we pay the instructor $50.
Not this time around. She's only doing a 6-week program starting last week, I think it was. Normally she's an 8-week program. She charges us $50, we charge $60.
Okay, yeah. So that's $47.50.
It's only a 6-week program, only this time.
Okay, so that's normally $60.
Yeah, it's usually $50 for her and $60 for us.
Okay. So we can, again, think about this, talk about it some more. Where I saw a big discrepancy is that I don't think we charge the non-residents enough. I mean, right now it's basically $5 more.
Right.
And they don't pay any taxes in the town. I think we really ought to be looking at increasing the non-resident fees for all these programs. And, you know, I'm not saying double them, but $5 doesn't seem to be quite enough.
Yeah. $5 extra.
Well, correct. I don't know, again, I don't know what the number is. Is it $10?
$12.75.
So, I mean, we have this, you know, think about it, and then let's be prepared to talk about it at the next meeting. That's all we can do. We can't make it because we can't make any changes. Our communications. I guess I could bring this up. We did get an email communications from somebody looking to start a golf league or restart the golf league. So I think that's something, Pete, you need to maybe look at. And
yeah, I spoke to him almost a month ago now. Was it March? Wow, I'm old. And he wasn't quite ready to do anything yet. He's looking at the fall. So I said, well, send me what you got. I was assuming when I got the call that it was Norwich Golf Course, but it's the Cedar Ridge in East Lyme, the par 3 course, which, you know, I haven't played that one before. But
What do you have an idea what he's looking for?
They're just looking to get more people to be playing over there.
But his email said something about the town gave him $25. I don't know what that made no sense to me. And he said they finally spent it. And I said, really? That would have been gone the first day you sent it to me. I'm sorry.
That was many years ago when there was a $25 amount that the town would pay to. I'm sorry, that they had to pay into the town. But it was because it was only with town members. No, only town members were allowed to be part of the league. So it's only an opportunity. It's a, they're trying to create more memberships.
Yeah.
More memberships, more involvement. And they thought if it was a town-sponsored program that they could get some advertisement for it and get more people involved in it, advertising or being mentioned in the newsletter, you know, things like that.
All right, so Pete, if you can get some more information, and we'll get it back on the agenda.
Yeah,
we'll get it on the agenda for next month.
They're looking really to get it into our next booklet that comes out the end of August. They do have a fall league. They realized they didn't get to us in time to get it into the spring one, or the one that comes out in May.
I mean,
they were quite ready for that. So.
Do you think they're looking for sign-ups, like to set up a sign-up online kind of thing? And
we certainly could do that. You know, he needed to talk to all these other people that are on his board to really find out what they wanted, because I was asking those questions, and it was like, well, I'm not sure. So he needed to get back. He kind of took his notes and...
Who is the guy?
Does he run Cedar Ridge?
Does he run Cedar Ridge, or...?
I think he's just one of the members there, I would assume. But I think he's like president of the league or something like that. You know? Oh, good. Oh, is he really? Oh, nice. Yeah. I mean, there's always cars there when I drive by, but so I don't know.
Oh, I played a par three league.
Yeah, it's not a bad course.
It's it's a good par three. Par three, yeah. Played 9 holes. Yeah, it's very good.
Is it only 9 holes?
No, it's 18.
Is it?
It's 18.
Okay. Remarks from the public? Remarks from the public? Last opportunity. Remarks from the public. Okay. Remarks from Town Council Liaison Southard.
Okay. There's really not much to make remarks on tonight, is there?
You sound surprised.
I am surprised. There's usually a lot to say. I think that I just want to let you all know that we are working on a community investment grant through the state to try to get some of the parks and recreation things funded. Possibly even... I don't even think the mayor knows us thinking about community center, possibly community investment fund grant, maybe, I don't know. But so that's a possibility. I will get those carnival things to you, Peter. I'll work on those tonight and tomorrow for you. And that is about it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
I did get your email today about the concerts, your Canva thing. Didn't like mine, huh? I'm hurt. Jeez. So I'll be going out and getting posters for those shortly through Copycat, bang them up around town. And I did have a conversation last week, I believe it was, with two gentlemen about the disc golf course. They both work at EB. They're both engineers. They are the ones who want an 18-hole professional course to be at Camp Oakdale. They don't believe that we can get 18 holes on the Mosterby Park property. They are talking about encasing this entire Camp Oakdale athletic facility, going down behind the pickleball and tennis courts, and it's just much more than what we had planned, for sure. And you know, they had one hole going between fields 1 and 2, and I said, well, that's not going to work. We're putting a building there. And he said, well, where's the master plan for the park? You know, and I'm like, okay, the door is over there. You know, but they have some contacts. One of the gentlemen was involved in building one of the courses near here somewhere, and they think the $32,000 that's in our CIP is plenty enough to get one built. But they're also talking multiple tee boxes for each hole, as opposed to just one, which is all well and good, but. You know, I don't think we as a commission had decided we were going to put a professional course out there. I think we were more of a recreational, get your feet wet kind of play. And if you want to play big time, then you can go to these other locations around here. They want to do a presentation to us. It's only like a 3-page. They sent me the handout already. I was like, that was fast. At our June meeting. So I said, well, I would speak to the chair and see if he could put it on there. I said, you probably have like 10 minutes. So they said that they think that was plenty of time. June 18, is it? I think is our next meeting. I think it'll believe.
Sounds good.
Because it's 20th is
yeah,
a Friday,
18th.
Right? 18th? Okay.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's all I have for you.
Okay.
I would say it might make sense to reach out to some of the other towns that have them to see what size course they have. Do they have six? Do they have nine? Do they have eight? You know, and then that will kind of help us, I would think, to see
we
what
actually
people,
have,
other people would do. Yeah. I agree. I think 18 might be a lot, especially if they're talking about encompassing our entire footprint.
Property, but when they saw the plan that CLA had done, it was like, this is like an actual golf course. It's, you know, because they had, you know, dog legs right and left and parallel.
They actually had a drawing of what could fit there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we actually have a quick sketch that was done to put 18 holes up at Mossaway. I mean, again, not to debate this here, but we have to be just as concerned with the public getting hit in the head with a with a disc.
Yeah.
You know, most of the people that would play this course are going to be amateurs, and that's really who we're going to need to, I think, tailor.
And that was their concern about the 18 all being on Mossaway, that they had parallel fairways and people going, you know, oh, like you play a real golf. Oh, I just sliced it into somebody else's fairway kind of thing.
No, it'd be nice to get some other input, but, you know, I do.
I would absolutely be guilty of that.
I don't think I'd be comfortable with having this too close to a soccer field or a lacrosse field. Or
crossing
like
163
that.
To play with it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
All right. Remarks from the commissioners. Mr. Barlow?
No, I'm all set. Everyone just enjoy your 3-day weekend and hopefully it stays dry.
Thank you. Mr. Beaupre?
Waiting for him to announce. Just one suggestion, and I don't know if there's enough time, but I would suggest for the carnival and even something to be used for other events is a pop-up. Maybe that says Town of Montville Parks and Rec. That way people know what it's there for.
Yeah, that's the tent that I was talking about.
We have a tent.
Oh, you have one?
Yeah.
Well, we have a canopy. We do have a canopy. We probably also.
I think something, we've used that in the past, and people walk up not knowing what it's for, and that's why I suggest getting something that has our brand on it.
A brand on it.
So people know that it's us and this is what we're here
for. Can you try to take care of that? And then I also would invest in some weights to hold the thing down.
I did that already.
Okay.
So that's it. That's all I have.
Trying to hold it in here, holding it.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Commissioner Morgan.
Everybody enjoy their 3-day weekend.
All right. Commissioner Stone has said enough. Do I have a motion to...
Do we need a
motion? Motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
Do we
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Meeting adjourned at 7:30.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like it. Yeah, if you give it to me, I'll show you how you fold it.